Hazır. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Judy Seaman of Sandy Springs, Georgia. I said, think of a famous American woman with a two-syllable last name. The first syllable is spelled like a body part but isn't pronounced like one, and the second syllable is pronounced like a body part but isn't spelled like one. Who is this famous woman? And the answer is Amelia Earhart, as in ear and heart.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. There were over 2,700 correct entries. Y'all really knew this one. And this week's winner is Michael Carnello of Deerfield, Illinois. Congratulations, Michael.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, Aisha and Will.
So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 15 years, I guess, since the internet was invented.
Oh, okay. But this time you got it and you had a lot of competition. So you really earned this one.
Lucky.
And so what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I work as a statistician and I like to read, write, brew beer.
Okay. And so a statistician. So, Michael, are you ready to play the puzzle?
As they say in Ghostbusters, I'm terrified beyond the capacity for rational thought, but let's go on.
Well, I love Ghostbusters, and I think you're going to do as well as they did. They did great. So take it away, Will.
Okay, Mike, no statistics today. The word banana is spelled with one B, two N's, and three A's. Identify each of the following words from their 1, 2, 3 combinations of letters. First one is one A, two O's, and three T's.
One A, two O's, and three T's?
Yes.
Well, my nightmare is coming true. I have not, but not in that order. Tattoo?
Tattoo is it. Good job. One H, two U's, three B's.
One H, two U's, and three B's. Hubbub.
That's it. One L, two A's, three M's.
One L, two A's, three M's. Well, Kamala Harris is on my mind, but it's not Mama. Help me out, Aisha. What do you got?
But how would you have the three? But it's three M's in here? Okay.
It does start with an M.
It starts with an M. Can you give us a hint about what it does?
Well, something you'd find on a farm or in a zoo.
A mammal.
A mammal, is it?
Thank you.
Good job. One N, two C's, three O's.
Cocoon,
that was fast. One H, two O's, three R's.
One H, two O's, three R's.
And it's Aisha's favorite kind of film.
Yes,
The horror.
Horror, is it? One P, two O's, three W's.
One P, two O's, three W's. No, not powwow. Oh, powwow, yeah.
You got powwow. And here's your last one. One L, two G's, three O's.
One L, two G's, three O's. Google spelled wrong, or...
It is spelled right. It's not the search engine, though. It's the number.
Oh, the number.
G-O-O-G-O-O-L. Good job. That's a number answer.
I should have known that, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This was a tough one. Michael, I'm so glad that you were able to get this because other than like Cocoon, I was lost. But you did an excellent job. How do you feel?
I'm very glad and I hope I didn't embarrass myself.
Oh, you didn't at all. You did an awesome job. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Michael, what member station do you listen to?
WBEZ, Chicago, Illinois.
That's Michael Carnello of Deerfield, Illinois. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thanks to both.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. Think of a popular food item in six letters. Change the last two letters to a K to make a common five-letter word. in which none of the letters are pronounced the same as in the six-letter food. What food is this? So again, a popular food item in six letters, change the last two of them to a K to make a common five-letter word in which none of the letters are pronounced the same as in the six-letter food. What food is this?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, August 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.